with What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. This year's Wall Street Journal Times Higher Education College rankings are out.
Harvard took the top spot again this year, second year in a row, but the rankings also unveil some really interesting hidden gems.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn. First, here are some top stories. Senior White House officials are scrambling to deny authorship of an explosive and anonymous New York Times opinion column that claims a group of aides inside the administration is working to check the president's worst inclinations. Among those who have denied writing the piece, Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, and National Intelligence Director Dan Coats. President Trump railed against the op-ed, calling the author, quote, gutless. In an act they called civil disobedience, Senate Democrats released confidential documents related to Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said he was willing to risk the consequences.
I'm going to release the email about racial profiling, and I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate. And if Senator Cornyn believes that I violated Senate rules, I openly invite and accept the consequences of my team releasing that email right now.
The documents released are from Kavanaugh's time with the George W. Bush administration. They related to legal analysis of racial profiling and racial preferences. For live updates on Thursday's nomination hearing, head to WSJ.com. The U.S. Justice Department is reportedly investigating whether employees in Wells Fargo's wholesale banking unit committed fraud. The investigation follows reporting from the Wall Street Journal that some employees added information to customer documents without their consent. It's the latest in a series of problems for the bank. Ford is recalling 2 million pickup trucks following reports of a seatbelt malfunction that could cause smoke or fire. The recall is for F-150 vehicles between model years 2015 and 2018. The recall largely impacts U.S. vehicles, plus some in Canada and Mexico. Ford says it isn't aware of any injuries related to the defect. Still to come, what the latest rankings reveal about the nation's colleges. Harvard University still tops the latest Wall Street Journal Times Higher Education College rankings, despite a pending affirmative action case. Overall, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Yale University, Columbia University, and the California Institute of Technology round out the top five. Joining us now from Washington is Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn. Melissa, tell us a bit more about the top five schools overall in the rankings. What do they have in common, and why did they land at the top this year?
Sure. So the journal rankings look a little bit more at output than they do at input. So it's not focused so much on who's the most exclusive, who got the students the highest SAT scores, but it really looks at what happens to students after they graduate. Do they get jobs that pay a decent living? And it also looks at the school's resources with the belief that a school with money can afford small classes, valuable extracurricular activities, and a really rich learning environment. So the top five schools, and really the schools just at the top of the list, have that in common. They are well-resourced institutions with large endowments, and the students who graduate from there go on to have good salaries and high loan repayment rates.
And Melissa, what about that lawsuit that Harvard is facing that claims its admissions process discriminated against Asian American students? Did that play a role at all in the rankings this year?
It doesn't. We're definitely watching that case closely. It's set to go to trial in October. But this analysis and this ranking didn't take any legal action into consideration.
So Melissa, you also found some hidden gems, as you call them. What makes those colleges stand out?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do on the ranking is a massive student survey. So students at all these colleges can answer questions about, did they feel inspired in the classroom? Were they challenged by their teachers? Were they challenged and inspired by their classmates? Did they think the experience was worth it? And so with some of those questions, you see these smaller schools or schools that really don't have national name brands doing just as well as or even better than some of the big national high-ranking schools. So for example, on student engagement, we found over and over that religious schools perform very, very well, and big research universities often don't fare as well. And that's kind of gets at the question of, educating the whole person? Are you learning things in the classroom and applying them in the real world? Are you being encouraged to think critically and connect the dots on complex topics? And these religious schools that have this overarching mission of educating the whole person really do get at that. They have a lot of extracurricular activities and residential life that are really rich and help do that more comprehensive education.
What about the colleges at the bottom of the list? Where did you find that they need to do a little bit better?
One of the big ones, and it's because it's weighted heavily, is outcomes. So student outcomes, how they fare after graduation in terms of finances, student loans, student loan repayments, and salaries. Also, resources. Schools that don't have significant resources themselves cannot afford to offer generous financial aid, cannot afford small classes, low student-teacher-faculty ratios. So if a school doesn't have money, it can't do a lot of the things that we think are needed to give a comprehensive, valuable education. That said, some of the schools that do perform well overall can definitely, there's room for improvement for them as well in terms of diversifying their student and faculty ranks. That is something we look at, the environment in which students are learning, and also those student engagement scores.
So Melissa, you also took a look at which schools are the best value. What did you find there?
Sure. So the best value ranking looks at how a school scored overall and calculated the average net price. So taking into account all the financial aid that students might get from federal or school sources. So it really looked at who gives the most bang for their buck. And it's a really interesting mix of schools. You've got some public universities, you've got the small work college, Berea College in Kentucky is at the top where students don't pay tuition. And then you've also got a place like Harvard does pretty well, and Stanford as well, because they have so much money that they can devote to financial aid. So students don't pay very much to go there, really, no matter what their family income is. So it's a really good mix and a good addition to the conversation on, is college worth it? And if so, which college?
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn joining us from Washington to talk about college rankings. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.